From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Raw emotions today over a congressional hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in America. The chairman, Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, defended the inquiry as a means of combating a rising threat.
Al-Qaeda realizes that the measures we have put in place over the past 9.5 years make it very difficult to launch a large-scale attack against our homeland from outside the country, which is why they have altered their strategy and are using people living legally in the United States.
But critics warn the hearings could give way to a witch hunt. Democratic Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, the first Muslim American to serve in Congress, wept as he recounted the story of a Muslim American who died in the 9/11 terror attacks.
Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed.
NPR's Paul Brown says the inquiry drew protests today in the nation's capital from leaders of various faiths, including Islam, Judaism, and Christianity.
Richard Cizik is president of the New Evangelical Partnership for the Common Good. He says as a Christian, he's as concerned about security as any American. He also says the overwhelming majority of Muslims wants nothing to do with radicalism, and Muslims have helped prevent attacks by tipping off police. So he says his worry is
that these hearings will be turned around and used against the very community that is the basis for preventing security threats in the future.
Cizik and other religious leaders in the protest event who've spoken with NPR say if the issue is radical behavior, investigate that, not one group. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Libyan government forces push back rebels in the key oil port Ras Lanuf today, pounding the town with rockets and mortar shells. Casualty figures are unknown. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is planning to meet with Libyan opposition leaders when she visits Egypt and Tunisia next week. More on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
At a budget hearing, Secretary Clinton called this a challenging time for America's interests in the Middle East and North Africa, and she said she's going to Tunisia and Egypt to make clear the U.S. wants to be a partner as they embark on a transition to democracy.
We have an enormous stake in ensuring that Egypt and Tunisia provide models for the kind of democracy that we want to see.
She said she and other U.S. officials are also reaching out to Libyan opposition figures as the U.S. works in NATO, the United Nations, the Arab League, and other regional groups to step up the pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to end the violence against his people. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Steep drop in U.S. stocks today. At last check, the Dow is down nearly 230 points or nearly 2% at 11,985. NASDAQ down 51 at 2701. This is NPR. The U.S. is seeing a bigger trade deficit from January than anticipated. The gap widened to more than $46 billion instead of $41.5 billion, the Commerce Department had projected. The growing deficit underscores higher domestic demand, but also signals a possible slowdown in production in the first quarter. The trade gap with China, meanwhile, also widened in January. And China's also posting an unexpected trade deficit for the first time in about a year after exports slowed. Another U.S. senator is announcing his intent to terminate funding for NPR. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Alabama Republican Richard Shelby says he was moved to act by a video showing what he called biased and questionable remarks by an NPR official.
Senator Shelby wrote a letter to Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, chair of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, which oversees funding for public broadcasting. Shelby pointed to remarks by former NPR fundraiser Ron Schiller, indicating the organization would be better off without federal funding. Shelby said he would investigate ways to cut off the nearly $3 million that NPR receives in direct funding through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The public radio system receives millions of additional dollars, which local stations use to buy programming from NPR, but Shelby did not mention those funds. The House voted last month to stop all funding of public broadcasting. Ron Schiller's comments have led to widespread criticism of the network and to the ouster this week of Vivian Schiller, NPR's former president. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Worries over the health of the global economy sending U.S. stocks down. At last check, Dow was down 228 points, 1.8% at 11,985. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.